This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports 10,319 new COVID cases in Nepal today. Radio Nepal and Biratnagar Metropolitan City signed Memorandum of Understanding for operating Tairwadi Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Hub. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma stresses on increasing investment in agriculture sector. And UK and US withdrawing staff from their embassy in Ukraine amid growing fears of Russian invasion. Now the news in detail. A total of 10,319 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 21,201 samples. Meanwhile, 2,540 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry also reported 4 corona-related deaths today, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,659 in the country so far. The Martyrs' Week has commenced from today. During this week, the nation pays tribute to 4 martyrs, Sukrava Swasti, Dharma Bhakta Mathema, Gangalal Swester and Dasarath Chand, who sacrificed their lives for establishing democracy in Nepal. These 4 martyrs had led the revolution in the mid-20th century to overthrow the 104-year-long autocratic Rana regime. On the first day of the Martyrs' Week, a heartfelt tribute was paid to martyrs Sukrava Swasti at Pocholi in Teku today, where he was executed by the then Rana regime. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma has urged Rashtriya Varijya Bank to double its investment in the agriculture sector. Virtually addressing the 57th establishment day of the bank today, Minister Sharma suggested the bank incorporate the plan of doubling its investment in the agriculture, tourism and industry sectors. The minister also expressed the government's commitment to supporting the bank's effort to bring foreign investments in Nepal. Radio Nepal and Biratnagar Metropolitan City have signed a Memorandum of Understanding regarding the operation of Biratnagar-based Tairwadi Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Hub. The MOU was signed at Radio Nepal's central office in Singhadarbar today in the presence of Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki. Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur Kesi signed the MOU on behalf of Radio Nepal, while Chief Administrative Officer of Biratnagar Metropolitan City Umesh Basnet signed the MOU on behalf of the Metropolis. Addressing the MOU signing ceremony, Communication Minister Karki expressed his belief that Tairwadi Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Hub would be established as a model media hub in Nepal. Minister Karki said the establishment of the first media hub was a historic indeed as per the government's target of establishing a media hub in each province. He also assured the policy-level support for the development of the media hub. Likewise, Biratnagar Metropolitan City Mayor Bhim Parajuli said the media hub would be an example in Nepal's media sector as it was established with respect to Tairwadi Prasad Koirala. Mayor Parajuli said the media hub and Metro FM would be brought into operation soon. Similarly, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur Kesi believed that Tairwadi Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Hub would be seen as a reliable digital platform in the eastern part of Nepal. Executive Director Kesi said the operation of the Media Hub was in the final phase rather and would be brought into operation on the 3rd of April coinciding the Radio Nepal's establishment day. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरु मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Kathmandu based Hanuman Dhoka Durbar Square Development Committee has put up an exhibition that was scheduled to begin this week. The Development Committee cancelled the pre-scheduled exhibition citing the increasing risk of COVID-19. The exhibition was supposed to feature historic images related to Nepal's unification era to the period of establishment of federal democracy in Nepal. Pokhara University has cancelled all the pre-scheduled exams until further notice, citing the growing risk of COVID-19. A meeting of the university's examination committee held today suspended all the exams that were scheduled to take place till the 12th of February. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Britain has started withdrawing staff from its embassy in Ukraine amid growing fears of a Russian invasion. According to the BBC, about half of the staff working in Kyiv will return to the UK. Meantime, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned Russia that invading Ukraine would be disastrous and a painful, violent and bloody business. He said the UK was leading on creating a package of economic sanctions against Russia. Likewise, the US has ordered relatives of its staff, embassy staff, rather, to leave, saying an invasion could come at any time. However, Russia has denied plans for military action. The embassy moves were described as precautionary and noting specific is thought to have occurred in the past 24 hours to have triggered the decisions of the US and UK. Meantime, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell has said he would not dramatize the tensions, saying EU staff in Ukraine will stay in place for now. It is said members of the NATO alliance are sending more fighter jets and warships to Eastern Europe to bolster defense in the region. Some health experts say India's COVID-19 infections led by the Omicron variant may see a sharp rise in the coming weeks, citing community-level transmission and overwhelmed hospitalizations. India has reported more than 306,000 new infections over the last 24 hours, which is about an 8% decline from the average daily cases reported in the last 4 days. However, weekly positivity rates have risen to 17.03% in the week to the 24th of January from about 0.363% on the 27th of December. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research and the National Task Force on COVID, the Omicron variant is spreading to semi-urban and rural areas. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the country. Light rain is possible at a few places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports 10,319 new COVID cases in Nepal today. Radio Nepal and Biratnagar Metropolitan City signed Memorandum of Understanding for operating Tarmani Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Hub. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma stresses on increasing investment in agriculture sector. And UK and US withdrawing staff from their embassy in Ukraine amid growing fears of Russian invasion. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.